Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Did I say DJNewStyleShow.com? Did you not go there yet? You rotten fuck. I'm really trying to win you guys over. I'm trying to. But I need some help. And with me to help out in winning the hearts and minds of you, the unfortunate internet fucking scavenger who came across this piece of shit audio, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight? Is everything okay? Is everything good with you? What's up, Steve?
Everything's pretty good.
I'm just checking in, you know?
Status quo.
That's all you can hope for. Will. Don't hope for anything better, because you're not going to get it, Steve. You're cursed.
I don't expect anything better. I expect less. So everything, it's so like
if,
the
if it just stays the same, that's like having it be better.
You never get your hopes up, and you'll never be disappointed.
So if you always expect less of yourself, and when it doesn't get any worse, you've actually gained.
Yeah. Nice. Steady progress.
Nice. I like that. It's very good, Steve. And I'm starting to expect less and less of myself. I used to have high aspirations. I used to consider myself a creative person who would have some kind of stick-to-itiveness, who would go and get things, who would have an idea and execute. And I just don't think I'm there anymore, Steve. I don't think it's happening for me.
Remember when you were young and you were like using a computer and you were like just way beyond everybody using a computer.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, I'm going to be at the forefront of technological advances.
Yeah. Watch me as I make a Beastie Boys fan page. I'll put lyrics on it and everybody will fucking just give me their money.
Animated GIF files are the future.
Yeah. Lyric sites were the only sites that that continued to gain or neither gain nor lose money. After the big bubble burst, because nobody viewed them, nobody gave a shit. The personal website that that a lot of us had, those sites that we crafted to learn our skill sets to shape our talents, worthless, absolutely worthless, and we wasted hours creating them.
Especially when they put the lyrics on the inside of the CD jacket.
Yeah, but occasionally the artist would get sassy. For example, Sublime self-titled album. You wanted to figure out the words to Caress Me Down, but eventually they just say, hey, learn Spanish. That's what they wrote. Learn Spanish. So then by doing that, you could both learn the actual meaning and pronunciation of the Mexican Spanish Spanglish part of the song, and also understand when the backline chef at McDonald's is calling you a gay faggot. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Steve,
yes.
No, I'm expecting less of myself now because I'm at a point where, what is it? It's January 10th, 2012, January 10th. And I think I've talked myself into the idea that I'm just not going to take any Christmas decorations down. I think I'm at the point where I have so little care of what people think of me, namely the neighbors next door who, not the ones who have had a hole in their roof through fucking four blizzards and two power grid destroying rain squalls
and an ice storm.
No, the guy who just looks at me and. Every time he sees me, like I'm a new person. So, hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey. I went over there because this is a while ago. Actually, a year ago. Before I had actually bit the bullet and moved in. A couple of times it has
during that 2-3 year span.
Hey, listen. Some people are slow starters. Okay.
Careful.
I used to not be this. Now I am. We have to embrace it. Accept the shitty thing we've become and shine it a little bit and make it your own. That's what I am. So I'm also a person who noticed that, hey, my snow-covered driveway is no longer snow-covered. Somebody plowed my driveway. Figured out that it's got to be one of the two neighbors. Obviously not the one with no roof. Like, they can't be bothered to not keep snow from their sleeping faces. They're not going to fucking shovel my driveway. They barely even creep over on the fucking edge of the sidewalk that is still in their fucking goddamn property lines. They don't even do that. They're not going to do it. So it's one of two people. So I got a gift, an equal gift for both. And I went over to the guy across the street. I said, hey, I don't know if you did it. But even if you didn't, you've been very kind. So I got you something for maybe having plowed my driveway. If you did it, I really appreciate it. If not, enjoy this. He's like, oh, well, I didn't do it, but thank you very much. Okay, no problem. Enjoy it. Went over to the next guy. Knock on the door. The guy comes down, cracks the door open like 3 inches, and goes, who is it? I say, hey, it's Ken. I'm next door. He's like, yeah, what? Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to give you a gift for doing something nice. I think you probably shoveled my driveway, and I'm very appreciative of it, and I got you a gift. He's like, oh, yeah, don't even imagine. Throws the door open. He's in a goddamn robe. He's got in
he
a
said, like,
robe.
The magic words.
He gift. Yeah, here, I have something for you. You don't need to remember who I am. You may have done something nice for me, so here's a present. Whoa! Come into my world of dimmed lights, shag carpet, and fucking cheap hotel robes.
Burning patchouli.
And fucking jet black fucking hair at 63 years old. Okay, when, you know, as a guy, going gray is not bad. It's not fucking bad. Why are you hanging on to your fucking unnatural hair color that you've decided to have? After you realized AARP is right up your fucking alley. So I go, he asks me, he goes, come in. And his wife comes out. She's also in a robe. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I interrupted.
Is she hot?
No. No, this isn't like, this guy is not like, listen, he has an identical house to me. Okay. He's not, I'm just kind of starting out, getting my feet wet. We have the same fucking house. We're on equal footing, okay? He's not some rich dude who just fucking snagged some fucking whore who does his sexual bidding every fucking day. This is obviously either they just got out of the showers in their house, or they had decided that this was a scheduled event of creepy old people lovemaking. And I interrupted it with my shitty gift of chocolate.
Oh, that was... I think it's the latter because of the three inch opening of the door initially.
Yeah, he probably
maybe
didn't
he's
have
a really
it on.
Nice guy.
Maybe he has a strict no clothes past the sill. Once you step past that sill into the foyer, those jeans come off, buddy. Socks too. We got a robe for you right here on the robe rack. What's your initials? We have every possible permutation of letters. KJ, okay, here you go. So they're both in their fucking robes talking to me. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, people just starting out, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, thank you very much. Now I'm trying to get out of there, and they're still talking to me. I said, well, it's just, you know, I thought of you guys, and I thank you very much. Like, okay. And keep in mind, these are my next door neighbors. They're right. Next door. We're not far at all. Yeah. 4 steps, okay? And she goes, you know, if you need us for anything, we're in the book.
We're in the book. She just put like 10,000 miles between you by saying that.
And years. And 25 years, too.
She put, come on. You can't say you didn't grow up with the book.
Yeah, but how often did you use the fucking book?
all right. Like, less, I would say less than I've used, you know, the internet to look up numbers now. Yeah. Like,
that, okay, even if this was 1989 and she said, we're in the book, look us up.
Yeah.
You are the next house to me. If I really
just tell me your number.
If there was something that I needed you to do for me.
Just walk over.
I'm not going to pore over a Yellow Pages and find you. I hardly know how to spell your last fucking name.
Oh my God, my house is burning down. What's their number? Get the book.
Oh, I hope the fucking retirees who like to fuck in shitty fucking Motel 6 robes, I hope they can really lend a hand and save me and my possessions from fire. Let me look them up first in the book nobody gets. Do you even get one anymore?
Yes, I'm mad because they just throw that shit right in the middle of my front lawn. It's just like, I'm like, why is there garbage always in my lawn? I walk over. It's like condensed now. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah, like the big feat of strength in the 80s was like, he could rip a phone book in half. It's pretty fucking easy now. Yeah,
it's way easier.
Seven pages. That's all it is. Absolutely ridiculous.
Sure, I'm sure kids have heard that like phrase and been like, wow, I'm fucking ripped.
You mean like, what did they do, print it out? How could you rip it in half? I don't know. It's just fucking irritating to me.
Rip a server in half.
Yeah. So I'm really considering just leaving the fucking decorations out there because, you know, I only have the fucking the strength, the drive, the interest, basically, let's put it that way, to dismantle a Christmas tree. And that's really all I have. It's not like I have some elaborate Clark Griswold setup of stapled lights. Outside of my step, I have two lit up trees. That's it. That's the extent of it. And I have a Christmas tree inside the house. That's the Christmas decorating that I'm putting off. I feel like, well, you know, I'll get it on the weekend. The whole weekend goes by. I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to wait another week for this.
And you know it only takes about 10-15 minutes to do.
It's probably 15 minutes to do. I have several hours.
Taking it down is even easier than putting it up.
The time I wasted before the show freestyling to strangers on Chat Roulette, I could have probably had the Christmas decorations taken down.
We'll do that next week.
Cataloged, tagged, and fucking put away.
You can do that 10 o'clock next week.
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas season is just so fucking done. It's almost a month at this point. Nobody even wants anything to do with fucking Christmas now. I'm the only person that has fucking decorations up. And they light up, Steve. They light up. But they haven't been lit but like twice.
Well, here's the thing. I think the common tradition is like you put up your Christmas lights after Thanksgiving at some point, not before. You have them for Christmas, and then you leave them up until New Year's because it's, you know, New Year's and Christmas together. And then, you know, within a week you take them down. No? So, yeah, I mean...
You're asking me, Steve. I can't even muster the will to fucking... To take a box that's probably already not even in the attic. It's probably just in one of the other rooms. The box where the decorations go. We didn't have the fucking drive to put it back. Okay? I'm falling into a goddamn trap. I'm sliding down a chute of sloth and laziness where it's like, you know, fuck it. Fuck it. Yeah, we got a fucking, oh, is that a box of fucking Crunch Bars from Halloween that we're going to probably try to pass off on the kids another year? See, we bought those Crunch Bars I bragged about, giving the full size bar. They were already a year old. What the fuck am I going to do with them now? I'm gonna
throw them out.
Yeah, exactly. But I'd have to go get them, and I'd have to put them in a bag.
All right, here's what you have to think of. You have to think of the consequences. They're being stored somewhere. You're attracting vermin to those, and vermin will find anything, especially food, in your belongings. Right.
You know, Steve, I'm going to throw everything out.
Yeah.
There's one thing in the cleanup process that I love to do is throw shit away.
Yep.
I get a charge from taking something and looking at it, deeming it worthless, and putting it in the fucking goddamn garbage bag. I fucking love that. And then,
you know what I love
and
to
then,
do? I love to fill up like the entire apron between the sidewalk and the road with just like garbage and branches and just piles of leaves. Just have a whole like fort starting in front of my house of garbage.
I get that charge. I get a feeling of like, I'm going to get this done. All this shit's going out. All this shit is going out! out. I don't want it. Fuck it. Throw it out. It's garbage. And then as much energy as I'm given by that, that feeling, the closing in on me goes away. I go into the kitchen where the main garbage can is. I don't know about you, but it seems like in my life, everywhere I've been, the kitchen garbage is the core garbage spot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The biggest garbage can in the house is there, so you could put everything there. I go to throw some of the things in there, and I notice, oh, wait, this has some garbage on top of it. There's some things on top. That's weird. Let me just take them off the top of the garbage can, and I'll put them in as well. And I open it up, and it's fucking just shit just flies out. It was being crammed in there. And then I look on the chair next to the garbage can. There's a fucking, like, a ShopRite bag filled with trash. So I go to Amanda. I say, you know, I see that you were putting garbage on top of the garbage can that's full. Why didn't you just take the garbage out? She's like, oh, I made an extra bag. I made an extra garbage bag right there.
There's something with girls and garbage, man. Like, all right, I live in basically like a full house setup, man. It's like a family. Like I'm Uncle Joey, basically.
Wait, so you have the downstairs recording studio / 45-year-old guy's bedroom with fucking hockey, full-size hockey posters on the wall?
No.
Did they ever fucking explain that? Why the fuck is this 45-year-old man with a puppet just have a myriad of fucking full-size 6'2" guy posters?
And he always wore hockey jerseys. I don't think he ever didn't wear a hockey jersey on that show.
Yeah.
And they never said anything about hockey?
No, there were times when he had to dress exactly like his fucking woodchuck puppet and have this audience of fucking imbeciles just roar with laughter whenever he had to say something was made of wood. Is that, yeah, I may be an asshole who's completely unfunny, but am I made of... What? I swear to God, when I was 9, it was hilarious. And when I was 9 and a half, I wanted to murder him.
Yeah, but you know what?
There was such a fucking narrow shelf life on his humor.
I think all of those shows were the greatest preface ever to all of Bob Saget's stand-up comedy.
Yeah, because it hurts so much better type of shit.
Yeah,
but even that, like the first time you hear it, it's like, holy shit, I can't believe, everybody says the same thing. It's like, I can't believe Danny Tanner is saying such awful things. And then you hear him do the same shit again, and it's like, oh, Danny Tanner's run out of ideas. Danny Tanner's just the guy who used to be a dad on TV and now just says cunt a lot and giggles to himself as he plays guitars where he replaces the word love with cunt.
That's great.
It's good. Good once. Suicide inducing twice. That's beside the point. I honestly don't even know what the fuck. Oh, the extra garbage, Steve.
Yes. So, like I said, I'm in a situation like you know, extended family in the house plus other extended family. So there's basically me and five other people.
Yeah.
And I have a garbage, and I'm in the downstairs. Everybody else is in the next two levels upstairs. So I have my own small garbage can where I have maybe every second garbage cycle, because the garbage comes twice a week, and maybe once a week I'll take out my garbage.
Can I take a guess what's in your garbage? Like I guess most prevalent item in your garbage is?
Go for it.
Semen rags.
10%.
Jesus. That's a low percentage for some dude who has like the entire basement to himself. Do you have your own couch down there?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you have a couch bed set up. So you have like a fucking studio,
like separate apartment. Like my whole bedroom thing. My bedroom's actually totally separate. I have like a living room with a bathroom next to it. That's why you could.
Okay, and your core basement apartment garbage can is only 10% jizz related.
Yeah.
What makes up the other 90%? And I'm really curious about this. A lot of you might be listening and saying, God, what are you talking about? God? Oh, you know, I actually care, okay? Maybe if you gave a shit about what was in Steve's garbage can, you might enjoy your fucking life a little bit.
I'm actually looking right now. I'm trying to think. I'd say like
I'm actually looking now and trying to think. It's indiscernible. Whatever he puts in there just dissolves into
I'm trying to write up percentages here. I'd say a good 30% would probably be empty Dunkin' Donuts coffee containers. Oh,
shit. Just not Dunkin' Donuts and cum.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's the subtitle of your autobiography.
But there's something that
Steve the LARPer, Dunkin' Donuts and cum.
I do empty the ashtray into there every once in a while, so that kills.
So cigarette waste, masturbation-related waste, and fucking let's keep myself awake waste.
Like, it smells like your, you know, middle school art teacher.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know what? Actually, you mix those three aromas. That's a pretty good. They would blame it on the acrylic medium. No, that's just the acrylic medium we're going to be smearing on.
That's coffee and cigarettes, lady.
Yeah, no, that's coffee, cum, and cigarettes. We got it. Yeah, that's a weird color to that shellac you're telling me to put on this fucking dinosaur made out of magazine articles. You fucking sloth.
Anyway. That's pretty much everything. A couple beer cans here and there.
So, but you'd never do the extra garbage thing. I don't think any man would do that. There's no guy who would fucking throw something out and just say, you know what? I'm going to make an extra garbage bag. Why the fuck? I'll tell you why it happened. I said, well, why wouldn't you just take the garbage out and make the extra garbage the garbage? Like, just put a new bag in there. Because it's going to get taken out eventually, and you can just take the extra bag. Fuck it. Just... My mind, like, will just shift. My field
of
vision.
I'm still not following what even happened.
You don't know what happened? The fucking garbage can was full.
Yes.
She couldn't throw something away.
Okay. So she took out another bag and put it in that bag?
She started putting things on top of the garbage can to indicate that it was full. I guess that's a passive indication that the garbage needs to go out.
I didn't get it because I didn't
have enough of a mess created by me that I needed to throw anything out. Okay? And so, because of that, she took like a ShopRite grocery bag and hung it on one of the chairs by the table, which is kind of near the garbage can, and started just throwing all her garbage into that.
I get it. Go Weed in the chat room, our live chat room, said it was a message to take out the trash.
Yeah.
They all do that. They being women.
Yeah. Yes. Not to be confused with Mexican wizards. They don't do that.
Mexicans gladly take out the trash. Like, you always see Mexicans taking out the trash. I give it to Mexicans because I can feel for them. Because, like I said, I'm in that situation, and somehow
in what situation? You mentioned Mexicans. You say, "Hey, I'm in that situation."
I always
see Mexicans taking trash. I'm in that situation.
I always see them taking out other people's trash. I'm always taking out other people's trash. Like, I go upstairs, I take up.
Steve, you made a crucial mistake in what you just said. You always see Mexicans taking out the trash. No, taking out the trash is bringing it from within your house to the place where the Mexicans go and access this trash. That's what happens. They're forced to hang on a truck and throw it in the back of the truck. It's not something they enjoy.
Or if it's a mouse on a glue
do.
Trap, you take it to the Chinese place like Brian.
Jesus Christ. Best in show. Bestinshowradio.com. 316-768-4472. If you want to call the show, if you're listening live and you have a goddamn phone, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a guy named Steve. Who's this?
This is Clayton from Texas.
Clayton.
A crucial mistake. His crucial mistake was besmirching my people and the people I dwell with.
The Southerners?
The Mexicans.
Yeah, you are awfully
Mexicans.
Close.
Mexicans.
Steve, you don't want to be white. I'm convinced. You just want to be every other thing. You want to know about every other thing.
Everybody. I'm German. I'm proud of being German. I like German culture, too.
No, Steve, you seem like the kind of guy that's like, you're not happy, like, you would be much happier, like, you would be ethnic. Like, you want to be truly ethnic. You say German.
Yeah,
I know German. I'm fucking Czech, half Czech, but it's like a not really. To say you're German, unless you're German and speaking and walking around in leather pants and burning Jews, you don't really have an identity as a German.
Jesus Christ. There are other Germans out there.
Wow.
Not every German is burning Jews. Some of them focus their efforts on building air-cooled engines.
Or
that they use to burn
pants.
Jews.
Well, I'm just saying that, like, as a rule, like, so if people want to be ethnic because it's kind of like, it seems cool and hip.
Yeah, it's fun to try. Hey, let me put on a fucking a back brace that says Home Depot, even though I'm not working at Home Depot, and throw people's garbage out for a day just to hang with the cholos. Let me get down with them for a second.
I have nothing to identify with. What, New Jersey? That's I'm true. Not identifying with New Jersey anymore.
See, now you just said it right there. You said exactly what our buddy Clayton from Texas is saying. You yearn. You want to identify with something.
Something else.
Something that you don't understand, that you see, that you see some kind of brotherhood built around. Whether it's the guys that trim your hedges outside your wonderful fortress of basement. I don't know.
I trim my own damn hedges, man.
See yeah, that? Yeah, sitting, you know. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Trying to be Mexican again.
Listen to poor music, and then like you know, sit and talk shit about you know other races like you're better than everybody else. You know.
I never said I was better.
Meanwhile,
just Clayton, better than the Southerners.
Clayton looks like the guy that the Viking that was in that viral video where he marched down a fucking street.
He's got Techno this, Viking.
Yeah, this Techno huge Viking's fucking great. Beard. He's a gigantic man, and he is white as they come. And he could be proud of his whiteness, but he has respect for the Mexicans. He does.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for them. We help employ quite a few. They're good people.
Yeah.
Hardworking. You know, they just like to shoot each other across the border. You know, big deal.
Yeah. Very good.
Absolutely.
Hate Us Talk, but that's hateustalk.com. Steve, come on now. How great is Hate Us Talk? Just let me ask you, Steve. You think Hate Us Talk, what's the first word that comes to your mind?
Oh boy. Texas.
That's a good one. I think excellence. Religious experience is if I could say two words, I would say that. HateUsTalk.com. But our buddy Clayton here teams up with a few of his friends, and they basically go back and forth and drink, and they hoot and they holler. Seldom holler.
Yeah, we are contemplating. We're gonna be live Wednesday. Slightly, we're considering a change.
Are you referring to the day? That us Northerners call tomorrow.
Wednesday. Yeah.
Come on now.
Wednesday. Wednesday.
God damn, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Where's the sushi at?
Yeah, sushi. Goddamn. I hate that fucking song. Now, it's in my goddamn nightmares now, you know? Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, don't play that bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit. I'll send you a severed head.
Oh, this one. Clayton, don't be mad just because you can't even bait a hook.
I can, apparently.
Okay, cut it. He's got a... Hey, I heard you're with some fucking faggot who's not as good as me. Why? Why isn't he as good as you? Well, he's got a Prius because he don't want to burn up all the dinosaur juice.
Which is all bullshit anyway.
Yeah, that's some liberal passive crybaby bullshit. Goddamn. All right.
Goddamn commie liberals and goddamn Washington are just making that bullshit up.
Yeah.
Just to keep us down.
It's all Obama.
It's funny. We're contemplating a move to Thursday. And we're starting to get comments or whatever. I'm actually starting to get some followers from here. And it's kind of interesting to listen to their perspective because we have different people that, you know, our different co-hosts are absolutely totally just absolutely different type people.
Yeah.
That I'm getting like, hey, I like this person and I can't stand this person. And then somebody else will say the exact opposite.
That's best in show. Same way,
exactly like Best in Show,
which is great.
Except for the fact that if the person criticizing it has all is Eric from Geeks of Rage, he's always hated Brian.
Yeah, that's funny. Let's do a show together.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I hate you, but let's do a show.
No, we need a Friday show. Everybody hates Brian.
Yeah, well, I know it's, well, I had some stuff for, we'll talk about it in later shows, whatever, but, so y'all, anybody listening to come tomorrow, we're going to talk about,
I like how you switched from y'all to anybody real quick, I didn't throw on, he can't even bait a hook again.
No shit. Tomorrow I'll have a few drinks and it'll go right back to y'all. I don't give a fuck. So we're gonna hit some political topics and we're gonna go on a long rant. So if you're in for a good rant, you can come in tomorrow night and we'll buckle in because I'm pretty pissed off about a few things. So it'll be kind of interesting.
Stay tuned on the Hear Us Talk Tumblr. That's our Hear Us Talk blog. It's hearustalk.tumblr.com. We kind of alert you to the. When the live shows are happening, when the shows have been posted. And also, similar updates are on facebook.com/hearustalk. So,
gentlemen,
thank you very much. Clayton from Texas. I really appreciate it. And don't forget, Hate Us Talk. They're going to be on that day called Wednesday, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Clayton. Really appreciate it. He hung up. Okay, well, good. Extra garbage, Steve. That is
extra
the sign.
Garbage.
Go Weed said it. He nailed it. It was it was done because she didn't want to take the garbage out, and she wanted to just have it solidly put into goddamn non-writing that if you don't want garbage piled up, put it out. She's basically saying, I'm cool with having garbage right here and hanging off the chairs. I'm cool with it because if you're not, you can go ahead and do it.
Okay, now my situation.
That's what I took away from that. I'm like, well, you put it in a bag. You put it in a fucking bag. Why don't you just take, instead of putting it in a bag, just take this bag outside? Don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
Yep. No.
Yeah, well, I'm the asshole. I'm the asshole, right? I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because here's my situation. I find bags. Now, say the garbage can that's empty.
Yes.
We have three here. Three garbage cans that rarely get full by the next garbage cycle.
Sure.
I'll come home, and there will be two bags by the door that if you open the door, went down one step and turned left, that's where the garbage can is. But I'll find bags of garbage inside the kitchen, leaning on the door.
Let me tell you something right now.
I'm like,
right?
What?
Let me tell you,
you
something.
You can't
right now.
Open the door and just I could stand there and throw them accurately and land each one in the garbage.
Of course you could, Steve, but you wouldn't have to because you would walk down the four fucking steps and not award yourself a gold medal for having fucking done so because it's four fucking steps.
Here's, yeah, I put it
here's
in because
fuck,
I don't want it to
here's
fall
what the
over.
Fuck really, really angers me. And you know what? You know, I've made my peace with it. But I'm gonna go and rant and yell about it.
It's going hysterical
seconds.
Now.
Here's the fucking
great.
Thing. Here's the fucking thing. Shopping online, right? Awesome, incredible. What does it do for us, Steve? It lets you get things. You don't have to go out and find them. You don't have to travel or waste gas. But the things come to you with a whole lot of extra shit.
Instant gratification.
You get a whole lot of extra shit. The main thing, shit that has to be recycled, the goddamn fucking cardboard boxes.
Yep.
And let me tell you, Steve, when we get a delivery, we're not getting one fucking parcel. Like we're walking down to the post office, my parcel came! I got my thing that I've done sent away for it! No, we're getting fucking 35 fucking boxes of varying types. And I'll know this happened. Not because the packages are there, but because everything's been removed from them and things have been done to them. They've been put in the places that they'll be, and the boxes will be all over the fucking place. All over. Steve, four steps and a
directly
door.
In your line of vision.
In
as
front
soon
of,
as you walk in the front door.
You kick them. Your feet hit them.
Make sure you trip on this so you throw it away.
Four steps in a door, Steve. That's all I'm saying. Put them in the fucking garage. Okay. No. You know what's going to happen? I can either choose to have a goddamn fucking argument that will start off with this tone. It's like, hey, listen, I just noticed that the boxes are here, and somehow it goes like, I don't fucking
you
get it! What the fuck? Just put them in the fucking garage! For fuck's sake! The fuck? And then I'll say this. This is the key where I lose. What the fuck is the matter with you? And I lose. Oh. I lose. What's the matter with me? You're yelling.
Oh, no. You don't go there, man. Not what's the matter with you.
I lose. I lose. And guess who's putting the fucking boxes in the goddamn cocksucking garage?
I kind of blame you for going to what's the matter with
no,
you.
No, 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 Steve. Do it. Steve, it's not I see a box and I blow my stack and say, what's the matter with you? God damn it. It's not that. It's I've seen boxes. I've seen boxes. Weeks. 50, 60 fucking box. At a certain point, Steve, the measured tone isn't getting it done. Something has to escalate in
escalate.
Effort. Yeah, escalate and escalate. Something has to fucking happen. Something has to happen. And it could either be I just do it and don't make mention of it, and then the training is complete. or... we get a little goddamn loud. That's it. Put on some of that goddamn... Put on the soundtrack of the South and just start fucking going to goddamn war. No. We all know that the true soundtrack of the South is by genius...
Sipping on Scissorp.
Genius and seer Justin Moore with Beta Hook. What the fuck is the matter? Every time... Every fucking time! And then I'm the asshole and I lose.
I heard you had a driving home after two umbrella drinks. I heard he's got a Prius cause he's into being green. My buddy said he saw y'all eating that sushi stuff.
Oh God, I can't believe you was eating that sushi!
Oh, that sushi stuff.
I don't mean to go off on repetitive tangents here. And believe me. Believe me, I've made my peace with that. I have. It doesn't mean
you wanted to talk about different things.
I did.
Every single show that we've done started with the very first thing we wanted to talk about, and just it's never came to like
to
number
me,
two.
To me, that's good. I like that.
It is.
I like when it just kind of meanders like a goddamn old back road.
You gotta start doing. You gotta do country freestyle. That's the next modification you have to make.
Yeah, and then I have to backhand my woman and then brag about it while throwing darts and wearing flannel at a bar where everything is wood paneled, even the glasses.
See, you just did it. You just did it.
Goddamn!
Flannel and
she came up here with them goddamn cartons. Died right
and
there in that skewer.
Her Doc Martens.
She died right there in that skewer. My hand right is a there. Fine piece of machinery.
That's skewer.
Let's talk about something that's really important, Steve. Crispy boogers. I don't know what's gone on. If it's the dry winter or what, but I don't remember the last like runny, globby, goopy booger that I've had. Like, all I've had in nearly a year are these super crispy, crunchy, painful
when you rub your
jabbing
nose.
Boogers. If you touch your nose, it feels like you have a barbed wire.
Yeah, I started doing like the up the nose surgery at that point. Got to remove those and just throw them in the garbage directly. Not even touch them.
They're so prevalent that I've now gotten to the point where I have to remember what I'm about to do and not do it in certain places. Like, I have to restrict myself from doing it at work. Like, for example, last night I did it while eating dinner at the table with Amanda. And who gives a shit? It's just Amanda. She knows. We all have to get a chicken wire consistency booger out of our fucking nose because it hurts. It's fucking really hard. But I have to really just tough it out. And try not to do it at work. But I tell you, these fucking these boogers are exactly like fucking just hard, just shards of glass. I pull them out, they don't bend, they snap.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I'll rip one of these fucking things out, and I'll bite it.
No.
I'll put it between, like, right on my front teeth. I'll just give it a quick bite to determine if it's real, like a prospector with a gold nugget. I want to see how strong it is sometimes.
Is that what that girl in fifth grade was doing that everyone made fun of back in the corner of the room? Did she just really have really
she thought it was hard gold books. In her fucking sinuses? It's, I don't know. I don't
salty.
Know what it is.
I heard they're salty.
I didn't fucking taste it and swirl it around like a fucking Merlot.
You bit it.
I bit it, sure, but you don't have taste buds on your teeth.
What'd you do? Spit it out like as immediately?
No,
after
I didn't. Steve, you don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to see how toothsome the booger is. I'm 31 goddamn years old. I'm 30 fucking one, and now I just got into the chewing on my boogers phase. What the fuck is wrong with me? I can't clean up after myself.
You got about 6 years.
I have a temper. I have a temper. I chew on my boogers. I'm fucking terrible.
You're like,
I'm regressing at an astounding rate. I'm a Benjamin Button that nobody wants to see. That's what it is. Absolutely fucking terrible.
That's the unwritten part of Benjamin Button. Booger.
Yeah, it's unwritten because nobody gives a shit about it. Because nothing extraordinary happened. With him, he did. He worked as a fucking longshoreman. He sailed boats. He traveled. He fucked all the old broads. He did everybody. He had a life.
I kind of want to see that movie now.
You never saw it?
No, I didn't see it. I heard it was good.
It wasn't bad. A little drawn out. I'm not going to. See, I got
3-hour movie.
I'm cautious now in recommending any movies because I got sassed on Facebook. I don't usually do that. I like to, if I see a movie and I like it, I'll write something about it that I think is good. And I wrote that Amanda and I saw War Horse.
Okay? Yeah, I saw that.
It wasn't bad. I thought it was good.
Looked good from the preview.
I enjoyed it because it was the first movie I saw that had World War I trench warfare combat in it. It's the first one I've seen.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of just feeling. It was like a gritty, edgy fucking feeling that any point one of these fucking bombs that are going off could hit another part of the trench and just your fucking dudes that you were playing cards with 2 days ago would just fly in through the fucking air and just be gone.
Yep.
And you have to go over the edge and run into the shit.
Yep.
To people that are doing the same fucking thing. What I want to know is who set up the barbed wire? Like, is that something you just do ahead of time? It's like, hold on, guys.
The barbed wire guys are cool with each other. They're like, yo, they're just good. Like, hold on.
Bug it. You know, German, English, who gives a shit? We all get paid the same. So I posted that I enjoyed it. It was a gritty depiction of World War I. And a coworker wrote, thanks, Siskel.
Oh, I saw that too.
And I was embarrassed. I was very embarrassed.
I was going to comment actually on that because I did see that myself, and I was going to say go read All Quiet on the Western Front like I read books, but it is a book I read.
Oh, so you were going to actually have a worthwhile interaction online?
I was, and then I thought better.
And not just participate in the back and forth jabbing that it's become, the one that I love so much.
I saw the Siskel comment. I'm like, oh, never mind, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm bringing it up now.
It's basically like getting pantsed in gym.
it's like you
we're,
can't
we're
even
fully grown. We're goddamn adults. We try to do something. We try to make a name for ourselves, and we just
you're wearing sweatpants.
We still get fucking pantsed and embarrassed.
Yep.
And you know what? And that's why I participate in. And I don't block anybody because I love it. I love that fucking. You have to contribute quality shit. Otherwise, you get fucking embarrassed and called out on your goddamn garbage. You hate everything. Oh, everything sucks. Nothing is good. Okay. There's a way to do that and have your fucking shit be entertaining. Or you can just be a curmudgeonly cunt with nothing to add and a fucking a soft set of skin. Whenever anybody comes back, you have nothing to say.
And a shiny ass.
Don't follow me. You're blocked. Like, no, you have to treat this like fucking like we're children, basically. It's fucking stupid. It's absolutely stupid, and I fucking hate it. And I still do it, and I'll never quit it because I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole, Steve. What's the matter with you? That's what I want to know.
I was gonna say you should read All Quiet on the Western Front. It's a gritty ass book. It was like, I don't know why, but every book I actually did read in school.
All's Quiet on the Western Front.
All Quiet on the Western
All
Front.
All Quiet. Quiet on the Western Front. Are there pictures?
Maybe in some versions, not the one I read.
How many pages are we talking here?
It was a weird. It was a small book, but a thick book when I read it. So yeah. I'd say like 200, like eight, you know, regular size pages.
I've been ruined for like I used to enjoy reading as a kid, but being forced to read killed.
That
it
was
for
every
me.
English class.
Well, that it killed it for me.
Every you know what
before,
I'm going to guarantee
before
you.
We,
hold
before
on.
We ever had to read something, I would read so much shit. The minute yep. we were forced to, I never wanted to do it again.
Exactly. Like, that was every English class. I'm going to guarantee anybody in our age range within 10 years, every single English class wasn't an English class. You didn't learn about how to fucking spell words or, like, Latin fucking derivatives or Greek derivatives of words. No. Your teacher said, here, read this book, read the first six chapters, write a journal on it.
Yeah.
And then come back to me, and then we're going to hand in our journals every week
yeah.
to make sure you're reading this book, and then we're going to discuss it in class.
No, it wasn't that involved. It was, here's the book, we're going to have a test on it in a month.
Yeah. Well, it seems,
then the test comes around, and I've read nothing, so I'm now trying to write my own story of the title, The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
give me a few character names. Shoot me some names. Okay, he loves cake. And he smells conspiracy.
Roaring 20s.
I would basically try and remember the things that the teacher said before I put my head on the fucking desk and got a permanent corner of a desk outline on my cheek and then woke up when the bell rang. I would try to remember those things like pithy. I would use the word pithy. I'm just right. What he had to say to Klaus was a pithy dialogue. On our country. And then I'd get, if I was lucky, I would get like a fucking C. I never
just start stringing like
on that test. I never failed. I never got below a B in an English class, but I don't think I ever got an A on a goddamn test related to a book because I just never fucking read them. And if I did, it was because I purchased the Cliff Notes, the Cliff's Notes.
See, I was weird. Like every once in a while, I would read the book. Like, yeah. I would get into it, like, instantly in the first chapter. And I'd say, like, out of maybe 25 assigned books through 8 years, I read 3.
I would put it off. I'd have a weekend. And then I knew I had to read it that weekend, the entire book. And I would get to the point where I read 150 pages. And I would look at the next page and say, I don't know what the fuck I just read.
Yep.
I know I powered through 150 pages. I know I read every word on the page. I have no idea what I just read because in my mind was all the other things I could be doing right now. The games I could be playing, the kids I could be beating up, the fucking things I could be drawing, any other thing, eating, shitting, sleeping, doing nothing, sitting in a corner staring at a wall. All those other things that were so much more appealing than trying to find a position comfortable enough to read this fucking book I'm forced to read. That's what I remember. The fact that at, and, house, museum, all the words.
Did you read any of those books, though? Any of them? Did you actually read?
Went through the process of it, sure. And some of them I did. To be honest, some of the books I read.
I'm saying 3 out of like maybe 25 to 30.
I wish there was some way that I could find interest in a goddamn book. I can't. I just can't.
It's hard now.
If there's a topic that really interests me, something that I need to learn, something that I feel like I could help me be better at the things I'd rather be doing than reading, I'll read that.
On the internet, on Wikipedia, for hours and hours.
Even on a physical as a physical book. If it's a topic that I actually give half of a shit about, I'll read it. I'll read it and I'll have no fucking issue comprehending it. But just some fucking story, that mediocre story that I don't give a shit about. And yes, I didn't read The Great Gatsby, and I'm filing it under mediocre. You know why? Because I didn't fucking read it, and I don't give a shit. And anybody who would fucking argue that point is obviously not listening to this. How dare this man call The Great Gatsby mediocre? Perhaps he should listen to his own podcast. No, that person is not listening to this. In fact,
I agree with you. It was mediocre.
There's seven people listening to this right now in their cubicle filing things going, yeah, fuck The Great Gatsby. I remember that. It was bullshit. I got a zero. I got a zero.
My parents had to come in on The Great Gatsby.
Yo, so fucking Blanchard told me that he drowned in a pool or something. So I wrote that and I got a 16. There's a certain percentage point on a test where it's almost better that you get a zero. If you get a 6, if you get a 6% on a test, it would have been far better that you got a zero, because it might have looked at you like you were protesting the teacher. Or you had some values that you were sticking to. No, you just didn't know anything.
I don't think I ever got that low. But I think all of my good deeds in school came from just trying to outdo everybody else.
Yeah.
I had no interest in trying to better myself. I just wanted to be better than everybody else.
Interesting. Very interesting. And you know how you can determine if you are truly better than everybody else, Steve? You can communicate with them. You can connect with them. You know what you can do, Steve? You can download. What can you do?
You can go on the internet.
Yes, you can.
You can go to a website.
Yes, you can. Which website, Steve?
I think it would be ICU2.com.
That's ICU2.com. And when I say two, I mean the numeral two, as Best in Show Brian would have said. ICU2.com. Internet communication. Now, if you think of a place on this planet Earth that we live in that revolves around our yellow sun, think of a place there. Make sure they have internet access. And you'll be able to connect to someone in that place from any place. So wherever you are, in your squalor with your extra garbage bags and your Christmas decorations, look around. That computer you're sitting near,
internet access.
That computer you're sitting near could hook you up with someone in Cameroon. And you could call them an asshole, and they'll just say, fuck you, because that's all they know how to say. Whenever you connect with someone in Africa who is attempting to speak English to you, they will tell you to go fuck yourself. That's really it. However, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I didn't connect with enough people. Maybe you can prove me wrong by going to ICU2. ICU2.com. Hey, you know what? It's free to try. Give it a shot. Let them know that you heard about them from us. Hear us talk. They like to hear that kind of thing. We like to hear back that they're satisfied with the shit that we're doing here. The terrible, awful goddamn reads that for some reason they seem to be okay with. ICU2. It's ICU2.com. Speaking of networking, social networking, friends, pals, faces and places, Steve. I got to get rid of somebody. I had made an effort to get rid of one person every week. I said that a while ago. I was going to get rid of one person every week until I was only friends with myself. And to be honest, got a little slow. Got a little fucking slow. And it wasn't until I saw a message attached to an event that I was invited to that I had no intention of going to, which pretty much is anything that I'm invited to, because I'm a worthless shut-in who would rather sit in his fucking house full of shit than venture out and have a good time.
And let me guess, if you actually went to it, you wouldn't Facebook say yes, you were going to it?
Probably not. Probably not. I wouldn't give them the satisfaction. No,
that's exactly my point.
I'll tell you this. If I was going and that was the only way I'd heard about it, I would click yes. However, if someone says, hey, why don't you go to this thing I got going on? And then they fucking invited me. If I already told you yes, you don't need my fucking my digital signature that I'm going there. You don't need me as part of your fucking headcount. Sorry. Oh, the bar. Oh, the bar needs to know. Really? So I'm going to be getting rid of this person.
Because the bar won't let you in unless you say you are going on Facebook.
Someone I've known my entire life. This is a friend I've had from grade school that I'm getting rid of. Not for any real reason. The person has been very kind. We've been friendly. We haven't been in touch for a while. But I guess this invitation was an attempt at reconnecting. And when I got the message, I knew I wasn't going to go, first of all. And then I knew that I was going to have fewer Facebook friends. Because the message says, "Yo, bro, Chacho, are you going to go Saturday?"
Bro, Chacho.
I don't want to be fucking friends with someone who thinks, who even has a brain that would even ironically or seriously use the fucking phrase bro chacho and direct it towards me. Are you going to go on Saturday, bro chacho? Like, this is the type of part. Like, if I found out any of my fucking friends were into icing people, do you know what that is? To be iced? Yo, don't ice me, bro. Do you know what this shit is, icing?
No.
I just found out about the shit.
Nope.
Apparently, it's a little game, a drinking game, where you hide a Smirnoff Ice somewhere, and someone... This is like fucking 4 years old. I just found out about this. I'm not explaining it as if I just discovered it, put my fucking flag on it, and claimed it for my shitty nation of people with transparent beards and huge noses. No. They hide a Smirnoff Ice somewhere in such a fashion that someone will discover it and touch the bottle. And at that point, that person has been iced! And they must chug it on one knee. I don't ever want to find out that anybody I consider a friend...
does that?
even thinks of that as something to do.
If I'm ever
in somebody's company and I touch a fucking Smirnoff Ice on accident or by coincidence, and like, "Yo, you've been iced!" I'm gone. I have one less fucking person I know in my life. I don't ever need to... That's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard. Ever. And I guarantee you, every one of these people who are into that has used the word brochacho. So now I have a fucking definitive filter for eliminating the prospect of getting iced. And it's, if you use the word brochacho, whether it's in text or spoken word, you're fucking eliminated. You're fucking eliminated. I can't fucking do this. So... Bobby A. The guy who rigged the student president election in
what?
High school because he has an Italian last name and he fancied himself to be a mobster.
So he rigged it for the Italian kid?
He rigged it for himself.
Oh.
He rigged the class election for himself. And the thing is, he would have won anyway. But he had like 700 extra votes. So this guy, my buddy, Bobby,
there were 200 kids in class.
If you're listening, if you hear about this, when you decide to never use the word brochacho again, request my Facebook friendship again. Because it's fucking revoked, dude. I can't fucking have brochacho coming up at me in a fucking message. I'm sorry. Brochacho? You're fucking 32! You're 32 fucking years old. Holy shit. Gotta be fucking kidding me. Some of the people that I have on this fucking site just blow my fucking mind. I saw something come up on my Facebook. I don't even know why I use it at this point. Because I get irritated into worked up into a fucking froth every time I look at the goddamn site. This one kid, again, somebody I went to school with, because I had such strict standards of people I needed to add. I had to know you. Wow. There's an ironclad background check. I had to know you. somebody posted a picture of a kid, a baby, with a huge swollen blue tumor on the side of their face. And like blue extremities, and the kid looked terrible. It obviously had some kind of a cancer, some kind of illness. And the comment said, Facebook has agreed to donate 3 cents per share to go towards the cancer treatments for this child who is in desperate need of care. And I look at this and I'm like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And I look and it's shared by this guy that I knew in grade school, and the link originated from something called the 999,999 people community group page on Facebook. That's all it says. 999999 people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. It's the 1 billion people fucking Facebook page. It's actually, I'll give them a fuck. I'll read the link to you.
Because there's that many people even on Facebook.
So anyway, half. We're close to 60% there. I think there's like 600 billion users or million users. I'm not sure.
Wow.
There's a lot. So I look at that and I write, I think it's horrible that someone would use a picture of this kid to try and get popular, to make their Facebook group or page popular. I write that. And someone goes, I'm not seeing what you're saying here, Ken. As far as I understand, Facebook is going to donate money for this child so that he can get the treatment he truly needs for cancer. So I don't see why it's so horrible. That's what the person writes. I thought it was so fucking obvious that this link echoed every fucking, hey, Pat, forward this to 29 friends. Bill Gates told me that he's going to give you $1 for everybody you send this to. Trust me, it's real. Email that your fucking parents, your grandmother, everybody, your aunt fucking sends you. Like, I don't know if it's going to work, but who cares? Let's just try it. I said
they all have a virus.
Did you look at the fucking page? This actual page here, facebook.com/here.billion, the word billion dot people, is the page it came from. It has a fucking like an MS Paint picture of a Christmas tree, a firework, and a pile of presents that says in like 3D glowing text from 1996. Welcome to Global Social Page. In 3D font. Welcome to Global Social Page. And it says about. Oh, it has some about text. We can figure out what this is about. Created on October 23rd. Fans. 100,000. Check. 300,000. Check. 500,000? Question mark. When are they going to reach that? They're tracking milestones. It says likes, made in Georgia. Oh, it's probably some Georgia good old boys just putting some social media, flexing their social media muscles. No, you click on it, it's two fucking people from the country, the former Soviet nation of Georgia. Where do half of these fucking worms and goddamn virus scams come from, Steve? The goddamn former Soviet country of Georgia. These fucking people are so fucking stupid. And I post, I said, you know, not for anything. The name of the group is A Billion People. They obviously want to acquire as many people as they can to spam links to. And the guy goes, I don't know, are you sure? Because they need to be exposed. I said, just look at the fucking page. How stupid are you? Do you really think this is legit? They're gonna just donate 3 cents every time it's fucking shared. Facebook donates $100 million to the city of Newark because they can. Because they've probably looked at a fucking profit and loss report and figured, you know what? We're going to donate some money. Should we base it on interaction on our site? No. We should base it on money that we have to fucking donate. An actual financial fucking figure, and not just because some asshole got duped into clicking a fucking button. I can't fucking tolerate this stupid shit anymore. This is exactly why every old person has a fucking computer that doesn't work, is slow, and is riddled with fucking viruses. Ugh, I got a fucking virus. I got a fucking virus. I don't know. I don't click on anything. I don't
go on the internet that much.
You probably did it the last time. Yeah, I fucking did it. Meanwhile, you're opening up your entire fucking life to some fucking douche in Georgia. You fucking sons of bitches. It's just so fucking stupid. And the people that question me on this. Like, are you sure? How are you aware of this? I fucking looked at it. Look, you can't fucking look at this page.
Two clicks, son.
Just take a look at it. It says Happy New Year in a picture in script font that's on fire. It's not a real fucking site. It's not a real fucking page to help a kid get cancer treatment. I'm sorry. You're fucking wrong. God damn it.
But it's a baby with cancer.
I'm not following you, Ken. That's the tone the person put in that fucking comment. The care he so desperately needs. Really? You didn't think I knew he needed some fucking desperate care when he's got a... This is terrible to say, but listen, I've done far worse. When he's got a fucking a plum grown out of his fucking face. You don't think I think he's in desperate need of care? And then people are like, oh, look, the baby looks Photoshopped. Look at the wiggly lines. I'm like, look at it. You're so fucking stupid.
It doesn't matter if it's Photoshopped.
You're so fucking stupid. Stop it. And then I'm the bad guy, Steve. I'm the fucking bad guy. People don't know how to fucking, to fucking just spot a fucking scam.
Nobody knows how to relate to someone with the least bit of intelligence.
But Steve, cancer.
But it's a baby with cancer.
It's this. If it was a picture of the Microsoft logo and it said, every time you share this, Microsoft's gonna and Facebook are gonna team up to donate a penny to homelessness. So go ahead and share it. They wouldn't
it's a scam.
Do it. Damn! Oh, this fucking spyware. Spyware.
I heard about Windows.
I knew that. That's spyware. Oh, you're not getting... One time I thought I was getting a free Nano. No. But no, it's a baby with cancer. Oh my God, how could I not do that? I mean, this again makes me sound like an asshole. Kudos to the heartless Georgian who made the page. You figured out a way to fucking do it. All your your promises of free gadgets of the day, free Nanos, free Wiis, free fucking iPads, free Kindle Fires, all these fucking promises, you know what? They figured that out. They'll never get over the fact that kids have cancer and it's terrible. So go ahead, bravo for playing on that, you fucking scamming bastards. You know what? The people who click like on that page, because of it, you deserve to get fucking hacked. You deserve to get fucking viruses on your computer. You deserve to click on things and like, hey, here's an update. Here's a blog update about the child's progress. Oh, okay. This is what I signed up for. And they click on it and then they have the fake virus scanner thing pop up every fucking Tuesday night. And then they can't listen to the show, which is a terrible thing. I'm sorry, Steve. Look, I didn't mean to hijack this show called the Steve... The guy named Steve show. The Ken and Steve fun time.
Ken and Steve fun time. Fun Kenny time. And Steve. Get your cupcakes out, guys.
If we ever called the show Fun Time with Kenny and Steve, it would have to have some kind of a theme song that wasn't Rammstein.
It would have to have like the Pabst dancers from... What the hell was that?
No.
There was a Tosh.0 web redemption.
Yeah, welcome to Fun Time with Kenny and Steve. Yeah, take your dick out. Put it in some rainbow color. Let's get raw. Awful. Absolutely terrible.
Fun time.
Fun. Yeah, just great. Just fucking great. So my nephew turned 3 today. Today is his birthday,
congrats.
Steve.
Nice, congrats.
And
is he your only nephew / niece?
He's my only nephew. I also have a niece. I have two nieces. Two nieces and a nephew. And he's 3 today. So he's going to be having his big birthday party this weekend. And Amanda and I are going to go to Seattle to pay a visit to her brother. And we're not going to be able to attend the Cars the movie themed birthday party, which he's so excited for. So
you're losing out.
We had them over on Sunday, and we gave them a cake. We surprised them by turning the lights off, saying the power went out, coming out with a lit up cake, and he's like, "Oh my god!" And went nuts, blew out the candles, fucking cried. He was so happy, he's like, "Wah!" Like that type of cry where you don't know why, like you're not sad about anything.
He's like laughing it's and just, crying.
That type of cry, and we gave him his presents. He's like, "Oh my god!" We fucking blew his mind. It was great. And tonight, my sister and my brother-in-law decided to take the family out for a dinner, and also just call it kind of a birthday party. We went to Chili's. Have you been to Chili's ever?
I've been to Chili's. Yes.
Excellent. You and the rest of America have been to Chili's, because chances are the rest of America's also been to Applebee's, Fridays, etc. But it was nice.
Maybe the Outback.
It was nice because I was fucking starving. To a little background, I work, and to get to anywhere at like 6 o'clock is a very tight squeeze. So I eliminated lunch, ate a snack at my desk. I was starving. Got a mander, went to Chili's, and they start putting down these baskets of the free chips and the salsa. I got to a point where we have a half a bowl of the bottom of the bag leavens, the little chip niblets.
Toaster leavens, but these are chip leavens?
Yes. And I actually caught myself in the position a fucking pelican would use to swallow a fish. My head was directly back, my jaw agape, and I'm pouring the chips from my hand into my mouth. Starving. Eating these things like I'd never get fucking food again. Shoving chips into my fucking face like a goddamn pelican.
Happens.
I actually got to the point, I dropped one of them. And it fell on my lap, and I picked it up and ate it and looked up, and an overweight woman at another table winked.
She would be the one person to pick it up.
She gave me that, "You go." Gave me that, "You go," wink.
Gotcha, baby.
I liked it. Yeah. Ooh, I like the cut of your jib there, big boy. God damn it.
Caught that before it even hit your belt.
She would have swooped down and got it before it touched denim, but she knows I'm a noob, I'm a rookie, and in the chip poor event of obesity, so I'm working my way there. I'm eating it, and decent dinner. They did the thing where they forced the employees to sing happy birthday, the typical chain restaurant happy birthday that just can't fucking be. Like, we've all agreed that when happy birthday is sung, you sing the happy birthday song. But no, every fucking little chain restaurant with a different twist on the boneless buffalo wing has to have its own flavor of happy birthday to our guest, happy birthday, happy birthday. Just happy birthday, the word to you or guest. Just clapping, the fat dude maybe holding a candle, the unenthusiastic, slightly scraggly women clapping and yawning while doing it. Happy man, happy man. Yeah, I should have got a degree. Happy birthday. I was laid off. Happy birthday. This is what I do, and I go home and do drugs, so I forget this. That type of thing. What the... Why can't they just fucking sing happy birthday? What the fuck is wrong with that? Why do they have to spice it up and make it extreme?
Because they'd have to pay royalties to the people that own the copyright to Happy Birthday, the song.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I thought... How old is the Happy Birthday song that a copyright holds up on it? And who
Decades.
The fuck is... And who the fuck is... Is profiting off of this happy birthday copyright. It's not like there's a new cover version released every 5 fucking years.
Nope. No, the happy birthday song is like owned by some people from like Arkansas or something. And
we'll never give it up. Fuck you, Cher. You keep asking. I'm never going to let you. You can suck my dick, Christina Aguilera. It'll never be on your album. Like, who the fuck is clamoring to cover Happy Birthday? How are they making any money with it?
I don't know. Like old movies or something. There's got to be movies that it's in or something like that. And they're just like, give us the royalties now.
This sounds like fucking bullshit. Are you making this up?
No. I'll look it up right now. I'll do Google Foo and see what's up with Happy Birthday song.
No. The Happy Birthday song is protected by copyright. Snopes says it's true, guys.
Yes, first thing. I just said it.
My mom, by the way, my mom has a way of forwarding emails to people, and she has a few. She basically treats her email the same way I treat social networking, except what will get her to delete people is when they reply to her bullshit emails with the Snopes link that says, hey, this isn't true. And she'll just delete them from her address book.
Oh, my God, it's Snopes. No.
Oh, okay. Okay, delete. Delete.
Snopes has all the right information.
It's irrefutable. Oh, shit. So this thing is, I guess. Okay.
They're from Kentucky. What did I say?
You said Arkansas. Same thing. Oh, wait.
That was close.
The Chicago-based music publisher, Clayton from Texas. No. Clayton. Oh, shit. Okay, so, all right, maybe. Maybe yeah. They're holding on to it. Nobody's clamoring to use it. Isn't that the idea of protecting something? That somebody's going to actually use it and do something with it and profit? How would you ever make money off of a Happy Birthday song if it were royalty free?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Put it in a songbook. Little kids are going to learn piano.
Step one.
So we have them to thank
for happy birthday.
So we have them to thank for the shitty happy birthday to you from the people that work with soap suds on fucking diamond shaped plates that have spinach dip on them at every fucking goddamn chain restaurant. That's great. We have to hear the TGI Fridays and Chili's version of their fucking song because they won't let go of it. When do they say it was recorded?
I
how long does the copyright hold up?
I saw something about the 1930s, so Jesus it was definitely Christ. Like it went from the 30s somewhere in New Jersey to some guy named Clayton.
So they bring out the goddamn 70s. Dessert, and he my nephew is weird. He likes cake, but he hates chocolate, and they bring out some kind of fucking chocolate volcano. Generic thing. You're supposed to excite people, but it's really just a fucking, it's just a weird cut piece of cake with ice cream in
Did
the
he
middle.
Cry?
And he's like, I don't want this! I don't want this!
Little kids that cry over like the wrong flavor.
No, he wasn't crying. He was yelling. They were giving him this free dessert and singing to him, and he was trying to yell over there saying, I don't want this one! And Amanda looks and goes,
reverse time.
Amanda said something that really made me think. She goes, you know, I really wish that right there, that was something that stayed in everybody. The impulse to say exactly what the fuck you're thinking and not just play along. Like someone tells you something and you're like, oh yeah, well there you go.
I want this.
Yeah. And instead of like, oh yeah, well, you know, what we did was we painted a map of California in the living room.
This.
Yeah, and instead of like the usual, like, oh, well, hey, that's good. You just say, I don't care. I don't fucking care. Shut up. Whatever. If you think about when you were little, everything you like fucking thought you said, and then it had to be beaten out of you. You had to be broken. Your desire to voice your opinion had to be fucking removed from you. My nephew didn't want to eat that fucking cake, and he fucking wanted it known by everybody in the restaurant. I don't want this!
That's great.
Next time you're in a meeting and somebody says something, I saw the perfect, I saw the fucking perfect tweet from Eric from Geeks of Rage. That's geeksofrageshow.com. Be sure to check out our buddies, Eric, Brian, and Mike from Queens. Eric is Veal Chop, okay? Look. People with multiple identities, I'm going to flip-flop. Okay, Eric Veal Chop? He wrote something. I want to actually get it perfect. I don't want to fucking bastardize this tweet. If you'll just give me a second, Steve, I put myself on the spot.
I'll give you 2 seconds.
Well, you know what? That's not good enough.
I'll give you 30 seconds.
30 seconds might be too much.
All right, we'll go for it. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
No, you're not going to piss on the fucking... Steve, don't make this your thing. Please don't try to make this your fucking thing. Please. Oh, I'll fucking murder you. I will absolutely fucking murder you. Well, he's going to piss again. So his tweet was... oh, shit. Hold on. No, we can't hear him. Okay. It's at the Veal Chop. He was talking about the uproarious laughter that bosses are able to get for saying absolutely nothing. He writes, witnessing an entire conference room turn into an audience at Def Comedy Jam 1993 when my boss said, "Is it Friday yet?" Took a week from my life. Took a week off of his life. That shit, exactly. All those fucking people, if they didn't have that fucking impulse to protect themselves, to protect their livelihoods, the minute the boss said, "Hey, is it Friday yet, guys?" they would have said, "No, it's still Tuesday! It's still Tuesday! Stop it!" They would have just screamed right at him, right in his dumb fucking face, trying to make a little levity, lube his point into their fucking brains, their little tight assholes that are their brains. Lube up his dumb fucking information and his charts and his ideas and his stupid shit with a little levity. Just right on the tip, rub it around, shove it in their fucking brain asses. Fuck it.
Brain ass?
Yes. You don't absorb ideas that you don't want. You get fucked with them. They rape your fucking
brain. So you get fucked in the brain ass.
The people that pay you. And I'm not saying this about my bosses, who are amazing. No, when you work for somebody,
they fuck you in the mouth ass.
They actually fuck you in the mouth ass. They make you eat a fucking Hostess cupcake, and they fuck your lips. All right, enough of this. Hey, bro, Chacho, how about we tie
hey,
this
bro,
show?
Hey, bro, Chacho, how you doing, son?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. So they bring out the desserts. Amanda wants the dessert now. So she's inquiring about something that she heard about. Someone was mentioning some kind of a brownie that's like a chocolate chip cookie. So she's like, "What was that one?" And nobody's coming around. And all of a sudden they say, "Oh, excuse me." And it's our waiter. "We didn't get like the dessert menu. We'd like to order dessert." He's like, "Oh, okay. Well, should be in the middle of the table." I'm sorry. I guess I missed that part of the fucking Chili's employee training fucking session. I'm sorry. I guess I missed that little part. Look in the middle of the table when you want to order desserts. So we look at it, and this dessert that Amanda wanted was called the chocolate chip cookie brownie paradise. It was called
paradise.
The paradise brownie. Paradise, Steve.
Paradise and brownie?
Paradise brownie.
They don't kind of really go together.
Do you know what the word paradise is?
I'm thinking nice Hawaiian seashores with like coconuts.
Paradise.
And then brownie is like, I don't know. Brownie is like what you eat when someone who can't cook makes you dessert.
Paradise is a place. This is from Wikipedia, so it's got to be correct, which is now just a fucking terrible joke to make. It's all made up. It's all made up. You can't even vandalize a fucking page anymore. They have such a huge fucking army of fucking nerds dedicated to the little subsection. I am the protector of the word paradise. Don't change it.
The nerds will even appear at the top of your screen and ask for donations now.
Yeah, they have pictures of just a random Asian guy wearing a fucking eye patch. Like, "Hey, donate to Wikipedia." And then the best of the... I've saw comments on blogs like, "Hey, you know, I just donated to Wikipedia. Figure I use it every day." Hey, Jimmy Wales, how about you put the money back into the fucking... the goddamn site instead of buying another yacht?
and fucking the tech whore cunt blogger of the month, Julia Allison or whatever the fuck her name is. I don't know. Whatever it is.
I'm not up on that stuff.
I don't know either. I don't care. I just know the dude is not poor, and every fucking time I need to find out if something is true or false and Snopes happens to be down, I have to see his piercing blue eyes begging me for money. You fucking piece of shit.
It's like PBS.
It's that time of year, guys. It's that time of year. We're such a benevolent organization. Shut up, Wikipedia. Eat shit.
Do you really think PBS is ever going to lose funding? Like,
I don't care. Do you give a fuck? When was the last time you watched PBS? Take it off. PBS, I don't give a fuck. What do you watch on PBS?
You never watch like science shows on PBS?
Yeah, because I love all my shows interrupted by a guy with a bolo tie saying, "Hey, did you enjoy this part of the concert? Well, you could buy it on DVD for $29. A nice donation to your friends at PBS.
Not concerts.
Whatever the fuck it is. Did you like learning about Kodiak bears? Well,
yeah.
Here, see them eat a salmon in 30 seconds. And if you enjoyed it, you could purchase it on DVD. And he's always he's always got some kind of irregular tie. It could never be something with a goddamn Windsor or not.
Bolo. It's a lot of bolos.
Yeah. The fuck? If you don't have guaranteed money and you have to beg for donations, you have to wear a bolo tie now? Is that what it is? Well, just fuck it. Paradise is a place where, in which existence is positive, harmonious, and timeless. Okay?
Sounds nice.
In the Bible, they use that word, okay? They use that word to describe the heavens, the reward after life, a life of living, a good life. You're rewarded with paradise.
So paradise
it's
lost.
An eternity sounds of even, good. Even it's an eternity of
deeper.
Of great, warm feelings, sunshine, all the beautiful things that people hope to arrive at when they die. All of these things. And Chili's has the fucking balls to tie that word to a fucking brownie with a scoop of ice cream on it. You motherfuckers. Brownie paradise. Look, I already know I'm eating at fucking Chili's. You don't have to cheat me and tell me that paradise is nothing more.
That's a Rice Krispie treat. That's not even a brownie.
It's delicious. It is. But it's not fucking paradise. There are things that are attainable now that could be better described as paradise. You know what? That split second before you accidentally have to clean up the keyboard from looking at a certain galley of websites, that's paradise. More so than a fucking brownie with a few chopped walnuts on it. You motherfuckers. Just willing to cheapen any word so we'll fucking buy it. Heavenly Heath Bar Crunch. Shut the fuck up with your adjectives. I respect the place that just says, "This is fucking frog legs and bacon." Whatever it is. If the dish is...
Oh my God, that sounds good as hell.
It does, doesn't it? Clayton actually just fell over in his chair.
Clayton's like, "Oh my God, I'm roping that joint.
Gotta get me my cast iron." Yeah.
Sushi.
I like when a dish is named after its ingredients. That's also how I like my alcoholic beverages. I don't want to have to be conned into thinking something is heavenly or not even an adjective. They just fucking threw the word paradise at the end of it. A fucking brownie with syrup on it.
I'm sure there's a drink named paradise. Something paradise. Yeah, this paradise.
Yeah, but at least you might be able to, you know, use it to blind yourself from the fact that the girl you're gonna fuck is a goddamn blivet. So
that's true. You could just like have enough of them until it's paradise. You can't eat enough of that shit.
Yeah, you'll experience paradise.
You're gonna be shitting paradise out of your ass.
Yeah, the first bite of this brownie, which should be the best, is good. You'll nobody will write it and go, ugh! No one will make that face that the guy in QVC that tastes the fucking taste the cheesecake. No one will roll their fucking eyes orgasmically back in and just go, ugh! The Chili's Paradise Brownie. Ugh! I need new underwears. Yes, I do. Why? I've experienced paradise. You motherfuckers. Just get over yourself and your shitty tables that have fucking bathroom tile. Their tabletops are fucking bathroom tile.
On top?
Yes. It's hideous.
Seems a little dirty.
Makes me think of doing
I don't do Chili's anymore. You know what? I used to be an Applebee's guy. Because I got hooked on the...
And you changed sponsorships, and you started wearing different shirts.
Yeah.
Drove a different car, drove for a new team.
No, what was it? Like, after 10, it was like half-price appetizers at Applebee's?
I guess so.
And I went to the same Applebee's for like a couple weeks, and it just got worse and worse. I'm just like, fuck Applebee's. And I was like that for like 12 years.
And then what did you do? Go to Fridays, and then eventually the same microwavable foods that they sell there.
Yeah.
Turned you off.
Yeah.
Soured you a little bit to the experience.
No, I went back to a different Applebee's, and this Applebee's was just awesome. Like, everything was very good, and I've never had a problem with my local Applebee's.
I want to let it be known that Applebee's doesn't pay us a goddamn dime, and they're poisoning us with their fucking freezer foods.
That's right. Okay? I don't care.
They're poisoning our country, and I won't support it. And
freezer foods.
And you know what? And the goddamn riblet is not a real cut of meat. That's synthetic. That little guitar pick bone that comes out of those fucking things, that you'll never find that on a cow. I defy you. Where is the guitar pick bone on a cow or pig or any animal? Thank you. You can't
what
answer
meal
it.
Is that? I want to get it.
What?
Guitar pick bone. That sounds yummy.
You bite into those fucking riblets. The bones are shaped like fucking guitar, but they're thin.
Oh,
fucking...
it's yeah, it's top bone. It's like
okay, all right, Steve. Like they have a fucking butcher. I'm sorry they don't. It's organically grown. It's like they took the McRib and just shoved bone pieces into it. The riblets are terrible. All right, I'm done with this shit. Steve, you know what? Why don't we wrap this up? I think it's been a good episode this week. Once again, thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for listening. Be sure to go to our website, djnewstyleshow.com. Subscribe, download everything we've ever done. Also, hearustalk.com and its network of shows, including this one, of course, that you've just listened to. Thank you.
We're only halfway through the week.
Yes. There's also Best in Show Radio. They did an episode last night. It's now up. If you didn't hear it, you should.
It was good.
For those of you listening live, tomorrow, Wednesday night, Hate Us Talk is going to be streaming live. And Clayton
Wednesday.
Warned you. Yes, that day called Wednesday. He warned you. Be ready for ranting. Geeks of Rage Show, they'll have an episode up soon. If you're not familiar with them, go to geeksofrageshow.com. I'm telling you, download all these shows. It's better than anything you'll listen to while you're trying to forget that you're at work for most of your life. Put that
on. We guarantee less cost than Joe Rogan's podcast.
You'll hear fewer references to cocks. Psilocybin mushrooms,
dildos,
nootropics. Look, we don't yet have a deal with Fleshlight. We don't have our own brain enhancer that we're going to talk about.
The Fleshlight, bro. Everybody has to touch the Fleshlight.
Steve, how many episodes of Joe Rogan's podcast have you listened to?
Just one, and that's what I heard in the first 30 minutes.
Okay.
Back to back.
Okay, because that almost happens every episode. However, I can't hate on Joe Rogan, and I did say hate on as a 31-year-old fucking man. I can't because he's had a lot of good interviews lately.
No, he's good, yeah.
But he's not on our fucking Heroes Talk Network, and he never will be because he's a gigantic celebrity. And we're nothings. But we create good things.
No, he's be nice.
Yes. Anyway, HeroesTalk.com, Facebook.com/HeroesTalk. HeroesTalk.tumblr and also HeroesTalk on Twitter. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Eat our shit, suck our dicks. Steve, is there anything that you want to say?
Fly high. Have fun.
Thank you.